the initiate. The training room smells like effort, like sweat and dust and shoes. Every time my fist hits the punching bag, it stings my knuckles, which are split open from a week of dauntless fights.
"So, I guess you saw the boards,"
Amar says, leaning against the doorframe. He crosses his arms. "And realize that you're up against Eric tomorrow, or else you would be in the Fear landscape room instead of in here." "I come in here too," I say, and I back away from the bag, shaking out my hands. Sometimes I clench my hands so hard I start to lose feeling in my fingertips. I almost lost my first fight against the Amity girl Mia. I didn't know how to beat her without hitting her, and I couldn't hit her. At least, not until she had me in a chokehold and my vision was starting to go black at the edges. My instincts took over, and just one hard elbow to her jaw knocked her down. I still feel guilt curling up inside me when I think about it. I almost lost the second fight, too, against the bigger Kander boy, Sean. I wore him out, crawling to my feet every time he thought I was finished. He didn't know that pushing through pain is one of my oldest habits, learned young, like chewing on my thumbnail or holding my fork in my left hand instead of my right. Now my face is patchworked with bruises and cuts, but I proved myself. Tomorrow, my opponent is Eric. Beating him will take more than a clever move or persistence. It will take skill I don't have, strength I haven't earned.
"Yeah, I know," Amar laughs. "See, I spend a lot of time trying to figure out what your deal is, so I've been asking around. Turns out you're in here every morning and in the Fear landscape room every night. You never spend any time with the other initiates. You're always exhausted and you sleep like a corpse." A drop of sweat rolls down the back of my ear. I wipe it away with my taped up fingers, then drag my arm across my forehead.
"Joining a faction is about more than getting through initiation, you know," Amar says, and he hooks his fingers in the chain that the punching bag dangles from, testing its strength.
"For most of the Dauntless, they meet their best friends during initiation. Their girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. Enemies, too.
But you seem determined not to have any of those things." "I've seen the other initiates together, getting pierced together, and showing up to training with red studded noses and ears and lips, or building towers out of food scraps at the breakfast table. It never even occurred to me that I could be one of them, or that I should try to be." I shrug. "I'm used to being alone."
"Well, I feel like you're about to snap, and I don't really want to be there when it happens," he says. "Come on, a bunch of us are going to play a game tonight. A Dauntless game."
I pick at the tape covering one of my knuckles. I shouldn't go out and play games. I should stay here and work and then sleep so I'm ready to fight tomorrow. But that voice, the one that says, "should," now sounds to me like my father's voice, requiring me to behave, to isolate myself. And I came here because I was ready to stop listening to that voice.